This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oh, glory be! The sales continue at local nurseries, and they are tremendous. If you have the chance, take advantage. Just remember that you'll need to take special care of those newly planted beauties and get them in the ground ASAP. We're technically stretching this season as our temperatures have mostly remained above average, but I wouldn't test the gods of nature too much longer. If necessary, moisten the area you plan to plant in. Loosen the soil, dig your hole, mix in compost, place your plant, and water well. Then add just a couple of inches of mulch and keep watered until the ground freezes. After the freeze, add a couple more inches of mulch to help stabilize soil temperatures, at least for the first year. I will say that you should probably remove any heavy mulch come spring to allow the shoots access to moisture, sunlight, and oxygen. There are also some fabulous sales on mums right now. These are not the perennial ones for our area, but add that dash of color as we wander into winter. I'll have pictures of marvelous mums I picked up at a local nursery on my website, gardenby.com. Indulge in Halloween decor. I'll have more on this coming up. I've managed to get a little done. I'll have that and post photos on my Garden Bite Facebook page. One more thing to mention. Be sure to look over any plants before you purchase. Check over the root system. If those roots are twisted around themselves, they must be brutally pruned, or you're just throwing your money away because that plant will have an early death. Since it is late in the season, it's very likely those plants' roots are starting to girdle inside the container. Seriously, you can purchase them, and this is a change from the past. Just really prune them. Make sure those roots are not twisted when you plant. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.